Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Hello, and welcome back to Reality with a Twist. I'm Gunner.
I'm Dylan.
I'm Ben.
And I'm Gabriel.
So for everybody listening, the new theme that you just heard comes right from DeBome, the creator of the Reality with a Twist theme. He was kind enough to create a spooky Halloween theme for us.
Yes.
I personally love it.
Yes, it'll be linked in the description.
You boys are probably wondering what we're talking about for our first Spooky with a Twist episode, right?
I am.
All right. We are talking about Nosferatu.
Awesome.
The most
classic vampire.
Yeah.
Flickering the lights.
Nosferatu was flickering the lights, right? Yes. Yeah. So I decided to just do a quick Wikipedia search of Nosferatu. I was curious what was up with Nosferatu. Turns out it's a really weird story. So are you guys ready to get into it?
Yes.
I am.
Very.
All right. So Nosferatu is just a knockoff of Dracula. 100%. Like everything about it.
Okay.
Only thing changes are the names of the characters and the place. So it's really bad. Dracula is literally changed to Count Orlok. Okay. So Nosferatu is not a character in the story. So you guys got any ideas where Nosferatu comes from?
I remember watching like a video like 12 years ago talk about the Nosferatu movie. Is it like the place they're in or whatever?
Nope.
I got it.
Yes.
Like Frankenstein. Nosferatu is the doctor.
Nope.
Oh man.
Ben?
I got nothing.
All right. So nobody really knows where the name comes from. There are some guesses. One belief is that it is derived from the Romanian word Nesiferitu, meaning the insufferable and repugnant. I don't know. Anyways, repugnant, yeah. And then, or Nekratu, which literally means unclean spirit. So our best guess is Nosferatu just means vampire in some other language.
Yes.
So it's the story of Nosferatu is it's actually pretty boring. I watched a little bit of it. I read a little bit of it. Extremely boring. It's just some black and white film. It's a silent film. It's really nothing to write home about, but it has a lot of impact on the horror genre we have today. So it is a big deal. Yes, Dylan.
I was just going to ask, wasn't Nosferatu like one of the first ever like horror movies ever made?
It was. It is literally what set the scene for horror, because it was the first adaptation of a horror novel, or one of the first that came mainstream. And it was just an adaptation of Dracula. It's pretty weird. Here is how I summarize the plot in a way that Reality with a Twist listeners can understand, in a way that formats to formats to us, how we would describe it.
Yeah.
So the plot of it, in my opinion, is pretty boring. Basically, Count Orlok wants to suck some blood, and he's about to before some fellas come up with a plan to sacrifice themselves. So when Count Orlok is about to suck on some blood, the sun rises and he turns to dust.
Oh,
that honestly, that made sense.
Yep. That's all it is.
Pretty low stakes. Not much of a rising action or a climax or a resolution.
Not really. It gets really weird too, because, and the original showings of Nosferatu, how long would you have guessed it to be?
Well, it's a horror movie, so I would say
25 minutes.
Okay, that's a good guess.
I was going to say 30 minutes.
Okay, that's okay.
I'm going to be the odd one, bold and daring one here, and say 3 hours.
Oh, for a silent movie? Oh, so 3 hours was a bold guess. Ben and Dylan are closest, because it was 63 to 94 minutes. It literally just depends on what version and transfer speed you got. So from my understanding, how silent films worked back in the day is a lot of it was how much the film was, which, you know, could be, let's say it was the film actually itself is 45 minutes. Mm-hmm. But then there's the theater or the orchestra playing in between that could account for some of that extra allotted time. So I don't really understand how the time delay got there, but my guess is it depended on like the orchestra or the symphony that was playing, how long it took them to perform some of the pieces and what pieces they decided to perform for some of those scenes that had text. So,
fair.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But 63 to 94 minutes, meaning there was a lot of filler to this movie.
Yes.
And I don't even know how to describe the filler to you. It's just Count Orlok simping over some young girl's blood.
Ooh. We've all found ourselves. Well, no, I'm not even going to finish it.
All right. Yeah. Probably for the best.
Let's keep that in the DM.
In the DMs? Yeah. No!
No, I mean the drafts.
Wait. Gave to some like 14-year-old girl. I want to suck on your blood.
Oh, yeah, every guy's been there.
No,
I'm gonna come on, fellas. I think
it's just you, bro.
for legal reasons, that was a joke.
Yes, and all of this is a joke. None of us are weird.
Well, I mean, yeah, to put it lightly,
or weird, but like
not that weird.
Yeah. Anyways, so so Nosferatu, however you want to pronounce it, really isn't that scary. It's the only scary part is somebody's blood about to get drained out to some weird old man who's a couple centuries old.
That's kind of scary.
Is it? I mean, like, if some weird bat flew through my window and it was like, "I came to suck on your blood," I honestly,
yeah, but
it,
like,
it is what it is. At
he
that
didn't
point.
Say anything. Like Nosferatu would just be like,
"Yeah." I mean, it was a silent film.
You gotta think about this from somebody who lived in like the early 1900s and whatnot, and is like.
See. Okay, Dylan, let me stop you there. That was not you. You were not the person who lived in the early 1900s.
I'm saying you got to think about it as somebody who was.
Dylan, you're sounding like a vampire right now.
No, you kind of...
No.
Dylan.
Dylan Ferratu.
No, 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 no,
No.
Hey, Dylan, that's a lot of light behind you. Maybe you should take a look at it.
You need to turn it
fine.
Off?
That's why I have the long hair. It's fine.
Count Mario.
But no, yeah, like, you gotta think about this from somebody who's in the early 1900s, who's like, you know, imagine showing somebody in the early 1900s, like, Saw X. Their hearts would not be ready for that. So they gotta start them off. They gotta start them off with this Nosferatu stuff. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Honestly, you could show somebody in the 1900s the SpongeBob episode with the butterfly, and they'd still have a heart attack.
Imagine showing somebody in the early 1900s Skibidi toilet. See how they react.
This is the third episode in a row where we've mentioned Skibidi toilet, and I really want it to be the last episode we ever mention it.
What is Skibidi toilet?
It is something Gen Alpha kids love.
Gen
Alpha
is like MLG or whatever.
Yeah, they. It is a very meaningless meme that they really love.
Okay. So the scariest part about Nosferatu is some of the reception it got, and not even in a joking way, highly, highly anti-Semitic.
That makes sense. I mean,
how did a silent movie manage to somehow?
Well, once again, isn't it like related to like Nosferatu's character design as a whole?
Yeah, it was. It's a German film. It's a German
naturally.
Film. All right, let me look at it here. What the, let's see. Okay, I found it. All right, so, Count Orlok, his appearance, had some what would be considered stereotypical, Jewish characteristics back in early 20th century Germany. Okay, these include a hooked nose, long claw-like fingernails, bald head, and well, that's really the biggest ones. Those three characteristics are, so very stereotype Jewish person. People compared it to a rat, Count Orlok's character to a rat or mouse, which is what former Jewish people were equated to.
Wow.
So Orlok also had an interest in gaining property.
Of course, naturally.
And so that was also equated to Jewish characteristics, which was interesting. And then the biggest thing, it was that it was the invasion of a outside culture invading. It was an outside culture invading Germany, which is what Count Orlok demonstrated. So it cannot be confirmed, unfortunately, whether we'd like to know or not. So some have the argument that it is from literally just the countless amount of characteristics of Count Orlok's character, from like stereotype, you know, physical appearance, to some stereotype, you know, characteristics. But there is also the director of Nosferatu was gay. So, and my point is that he actually unfortunately passed away in a car accident in California, but this was before the Holocaust began, so he would have been a targeted demographic for the Holocaust, much like that of Jewish people. So it's hard to really determine, but Nosferatu has a really strange, like, it's just a knockoff, literally made to avoid copyright issues, but it has a weird backstory that we don't entirely know of, purely because the person who wrote and produced it and directed it passed away. So that is really it for our segment today. I don't have any trivia. That's our first Spooky with a Twist segment.
I think we'll wrap it up.
So in conclusion, Nosferatu, a weird movie, just a knockoff. And it was, has some strange themes to it. Yes. So go watch it if you want to. If not, just get the basic idea that it's just Dracula changed to a German theme. And at the end of the day, that's all it is. So what questions do you guys have for me?
I wanted to clear something up. So in the whole anti-Semitic thing, just to clear this up, they wrote an entire B-plot where he wants to acquire property just to send home the fact that they're being anti-Semitic, like just as a stereotype. He's a vampire. They were like, actually, he loves real estate too. Like, what?
Just like they to could be not anti-Semitic. Have
been more let me read this part. It's really weird. So Orlok had an interest in acquiring property in the German town of Wisborg, which is a shift in locale in, from the Stoker's novel.
Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
London. Bram Stoker is the one who originally wrote Dracula. So
okay.
I don't... Who knows if it's actually, like, making, like, Orlok want to obtain property...
Yeah.
Or if it's just equating it to the characteristics of Dracula. So
okay.
We literally don't know.
Fair.
I find it so crazy that all this, there's so many people in the world who only like gravitate towards Nosferatu because of a silly little joke in SpongeBob.
Yeah.
Like,
and mind you that this came out in 1920s Germany, 1920s Germany, mm-hmm. which is like right after World War One.
Yes.
And shortly before World War II, which the Holocaust began. So, you know, yeah. I don't. Who really knows?
Yeah, Germans were extremely angry at this point because
the fall of Germany after the First World War caused a lot of anger with German civilians, which
and vulnerability, which is why Hitler.
Hence why Hitler became the tyrant he did.
Yes.
Yes.
That was pretty spooky, Gunnar.
Spooky in an entirely different way.
Yes.
I was originally going to talk about taxes.
That has to be the Halloween episode. That has to be the Halloween episode.
I can't.
Guys, I do actually want to just go back a little bit. Why did SpongeBob SquarePants include a Nosferatu cameo?
Yeah, what was up with that?
100%. It was probably just somebody in the writer's room being like, we've dug ourselves in a hole. We introduced the Hatchling Slasher. How do we clear up the light switch? How do we clear up the light switch, guys? And somebody there was
Nosferatu!
I got it. I got it. You know that one film in 1922 about the parody Dracula? Nosferatu? Yeah.
Mind you that these characters don't even know what Christmas is, or they just learned what Christmas was, but they somehow know who a knockoff vampire movie made in 1922. They know the character firsthand.
Maybe that's trivia. Maybe at some point a German plane flew over the Bikini Atoll and it dropped a film reel of Nosferatu. That the fish loaded up in their little local movie theater.
Yeah.
And watched. Doesn't explain how Nosferatu got in the Bikini Bottom, but.
Yeah, fair.
So, a spooky episode indeed. Let's move on to something spookier. What are we drinking tonight, fellas?
Well, I finished my Coke.
Oh, okay.
A Nerf dart.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, I don't have anything.
Nobody actually was drinking anything, apparently.
I was under the impression we were drinking for this episode.
I've drank for the past, this is a personal thing, I've drank for the past few episodes, and I'm just like, I don't want to be slightly buzzed on every single episode we record, because I just feel like that's not me. That's, you know, so I was like, I'm going to not drink this time.
All right, so let's dive into what I have drank.
Okay, it looks like sake.
Yes, I'm currently working on some sake. Yes.
Yum, yum, yum.
I have my Oshoko right here.
Yes.
Cold or hot?
Cold. Right now. But hot sake is wonderful. So I had a beer. I had Three Floyds, local to Indiana.
Yes,
Munster, Indiana. I had their Gumball Head.
I've had their Gumball Head as well.
Really good. Then I had a glass of wine.
Nice.
And then I had a shot of Old Smoky Salted Caramel.
Oh, I hate that.
Oh.
I hate that stuff.
Then I had a shot of Old Smoky Cookie Dough.
I don't mind the cookie dough, but the salted caramel is gross.
So you've had the salted caramel and you're like, this is horrible. Now let me see what the cookie dough tastes like.
Yeah, actually, that's exactly how it went.
And then I started working on some sake. So unfortunately, you probably noticed me slurring my words a little bit.
Really, Gunnar, the only thing I've noticed is that you're in a room of magma right now. And it appears that you were burning alive.
All right, let's change the setting.
You look like you're in a lizard tank.
Yes.
All right, give me just a second. Give me just a second.
For our Spotify and Apple Music and podcast, like for the listeners, he's in a very red room. Oh, now he's
now
in a green
very
room.
Green room. If you're colorblind, sorry.
It didn't change.
for all our colorblind audio listeners, the color actually did not change.
Can we get orange, Gunner?
Oh, well, he just
I left. Guess you're not getting orange.
Yeah. Oh,
we're not even getting Gunner anymore.
he was so offended by that question, he didn't even
want
to.
Yeah, Gunner just got up and left. Oh, he's back.
Oh, don't worry, guys.
Oh, you guys want orange?
Yes, I would love orange. I said I would love orange.
I said I would love orange.
Guys, I got this. I said I would love orange.
Oh.
Oh. Watching some crazy stuff.
All right. One moment. I'm almost there.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, there it is. There it is.
Nice.
Woohoo. All right.
Okay, can I go back to red now? I liked red.
Okay, go back to red.
Yeah, sure. You go back to red. Go back to your lizard.
I like red too, honestly.
I said I would like red.
Makes the room look very intimate.
Shut up, Gabe. Only your mind would go to that.
Yeah, literally my mind went to a lizard tank.
I was going to say, do the listeners know why I have been gone for the last couple episodes?
It's up to you if you want to explain it to them. All I know is that something personal in your life happened.
Yeah, something personal in my life happened, and that personal thing is pharmacy school. So who knew obtaining a doctorate would require so much hours out of your life? I have literally been having like two or three exams a week for the last like 3 or 4 weeks, and it has been an immense amount of studying, and I also have like two labs on top of that. It is insane. So my time is almost nowhere. I have none. Yeah. So, which has been unfortunate. So I made the decision that keep recording without me, which you've noticed in the last couple episodes. And I'll join when I can.
Yeah.
So it's really important that we get Reality with a Twist out when we can. And I don't want to, stop that. So I just took a step back and focus on school for a couple weeks, but we're on fall break now and I have some time, so we are good.
Yeah, the nice. Reality with the Twist crew has to be pretty flexible. We missed 1 week so far in season 3. We have not uploaded 1 week, but I think I'm pretty proud of us that we were able to Yeah. Jump right back in, and we're getting this episode out on time. It is our first. Yeah,
and for all of our effort, this. You better listen. You better listen, or you better watch on YouTube. You better.
Yes, yes. Speaking of YouTube, I feel really bad for Oscar because I have not been uploading crap to YouTube. I just keep forgetting.
Oscar, he is just fine. Okay. Speaking on his behalf here, both him and I have been incredibly busy as well with some things. So, yeah.
Yeah, tell him I said, hi, Oscar.
I'll tell him in that exact tone.
Yes. All right, fellas, we need to get back to the spooky. I mean, come on, this is spooky with a twist. So,
you're right.
Yeah, and I'm getting tired of the lollygagging and the horsing around. So, instead of weird news, we're doing haunted news. So, in this segment, I literally am going to look up each college town or city that we're nearest to and see what the haunted locations there are and explore those haunted locations a little bit.
I wonder what mine's going to be.
We are starting with actually West Lafayette, or Lafayette generally, starting with Purdue University. And I looked it up, and there was an actual article by PurdueExponent.org. Gunnar, are you aware of what Purdue Exponent is?
Of course I am. It's our local college town newspaper.
Okay. Well, in 2008, when we were around 6 years old, they made a little haunted list of haunted locations in West Lafayette and Lafayette. And the one that I am going to be exploring today is called, well, let me just read the quote. Quote, Harrison Cemetery, also known as St. Joseph Cemetery or Lafayette Catholic Cemetery, is the second of Lafayette's haunted locations. This site has been notorious for ghostly experiences. Some visitors say they feel like they're being followed or watched whenever they go to pay their respects. Gravestones have also been said to move around the cemetery, appearing in different spots from time to time. Shadows can be seen stalking through the site, and distant voices are occasionally heard. Most disturbing at Harrison Cemetery is the personal and strangely violent nature of the residing ghosts. Visitors have had things thrown at them while in the cemetery, and some have even felt the touch of hands. The cemetery is located directly behind William Henry Harrison High School at 5701 North 50 West in West Lafayette. Something to note is that it's not even called Harrison Cemetery. It's called Pierce Cemetery. Unfortunately, some Purdue students, I'm assuming this is a student-run newspaper, got that wrong. According to reviews of the site, it's been there for over 150 years before the William Henry Harrison High School was built, so it is definitely not called Harrison Cemetery. Here are some Google reviews of Pierce Cemetery. 1 star. They need to have someone fix these resting places that's had someone knock over a dozen headstones. Emoji dot dot dot.
Damn.
1 star. Could not find it. Google Maps took me to a parking area of Harrison High School. 4 stars. Helpful tip for this and a lot of other cases where people claimed they couldn't find it. Use satellite view. And finally, 3 stars. Quote, pretty dead. Upon further research of the site, I found a website called ghostresearch.org. With a name like that, it must be pretty prestigious. Here are some quotes of the website. The earliest gravestones date back to the 1840s, even though the cemetery actually dates back to the 1830s, and many war veterans are buried in the cemetery. So this is an extremely, extremely old cemetery, back dating to around when Indiana was, you know, actually officially a state. The Battle of Tippecanoe wasn't far from this Civil War era graveyard. There's a number of war veterans buried here. Harrison Cemetery is also known as St. Joseph Cemetery or Lafayette Catholic Cemetery, which, again, I don't think any of that is true. I think it is Pierce Cemetery. And he continues to say, I, and then it, that was it. He just wrote the letter I and then went on. And furthermore, here are some hauntings that are said to have occurred according to the website. Quote, visitors have heard crying and moaning and had an eerie feeling that something was watching them. So some of these sound like people are just there.
Yeah, I was about to say, like, it just sounds like there's like probably some hobo or something. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. Gravestones moved around. What could have done that? A human. A few others have been touched. by something unseen or have had things thrown at them by invisible hands.
So they got brushed by a branch?
Yes.
Or you know, the graveyard hired someone to go touch people as they were looking at headstones.
That'd be a really fun... Imagine the graveyard being like, we're hiring one toucher.
I'm in.
Where do I start? gravestones are said to move around here as well. Some visitors say that they feel like they're being followed or watched whenever they... Oh, wait. No, I already read that. Shadows can be seen stalking through the site. Distant voices are occasionally heard. Most disturbing here is the personal and strangely violent nature of the residing ghost. Okay, it sounds like this person just read the same article I did and just paraphrased it. Visitors have had things thrown at them while in the cemetery, and some have even felt the touch of hands. There's a place in the southwest side of the cemetery nicknamed Hell's Hole. Some have caught an EVP saying, quote, I'm from hell. At this location, others have challenged the ghost to knock their digital recorder out of a tree, and a few seconds later, they claim their recorder flew out of the tree and landed on the ground.
Some witnesses said that they told the ghost to nay-nay before they got a whooping, and believe it or not, it happened.
others have caught the sounds of gunshots during EVP sessions.
That's just Lafayette.
Just the damn city.
On our ghost expedition, we heard these haunting sounds. You owe me money!
On this ghost expedition, we got mugged by a ghost! some visitors standing in the center of the cemetery have heard the sounds of Indian drum beats. I don't know what that even means.
That is also not correct terminology.
Yeah? Whatever. the good folks at ghostresearch.org decided to eventually do an investigation on the site on May 15th, 2021 at 3:15 p.m., right as high school was getting out. According to them, they caught an EVP of a ghost saying buried after asking it how many people are in the cemetery right now. And they even got a video of it. Are you guys ready to see this video?
I'm so no. ready.
Sure.
I'm in our Ascended and Penis channel, so sorry.
Hey, it's me. I'm a ghost. I'm buried.
Okay. So keep in mind, before you click on this link, this is the best evidence that they have of this haunting. Are you guys ready to watch it?
The video got deleted.
No, it didn't. I am watching it right now.
The video's not. The link's not working.
Yeah, it's not available.
This is the only evidence they got, and it doesn't exist.
Worst case scenario, we'll cut, and I'll send you the link to the website, and you can click on the link. Oh, it's because a letter's gone. Okay, that's my bad. Sorry, guys.
Dummy.
All right, you guys ready for the best evidence and the only recorded evidence?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready.
Oh, I'm excited.
Oh, let's watch it. Are you ready?
Yeah. Yep. Okay.
3, 2, 1.
How many people are in the cemetery right now?
It doesn't sound like the ghost said buried. It sounded like it said three.
It sounded like it said three. Yeah.
It's like
three.
Me if I was that ghost. How many ghosts are buried here?
Three.
Buried?
Buried.
Three.
It's because three.
Three.
Said as the best evidence. And at this website, and no hate to this website, I just thought that was really good comedic timing with 23 seconds of silence between the answer and the question.
The ghost is just like leaning against the gravestone, just being like, three.
Buried? It's because they're in the ground. But what's your guys' expert opinion? Do you guys think that the Pier Cemetery in West Lafayette is haunted?
Maybe.
Yeah, I don't really know. Who am I to say no or yes?
Yeah, there's no way to say no or yes because we don't know what happens after we go into the afterlife.
Yes.
Well, yeah. I don't know what if it's haunted or not. I just know there's apparently a lot of touching and moaning going on out there. I might have to check
honestly,
it out.
No, like I said,
those ghosts horny as hell.
These ghosts, they just keep touching me. They pull my pants down.
Nosferatu is there. He's looking for some young blood.
I want to suck on your dick.
No, Nosferatu.
How many what? Inches is it? Three.
Buried? He can get buried. He can get buried, all right.
Hiring one toucher.
Nosferatu said, I'm there.
I filled out the application.
Okay. So that is our haunted location for West Lafayette, Indiana.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know. The options for our next few episodes are Muncie, Indianapolis, and Marion. Are you guys excited for our next?
I'm so excited. So freaking
so stay
excited.
Tuned, stay tuned, viewers, for our next episode of Reality with a Twist, where we'll be exploring some more haunted news. Ooh. All right, fellas, that's all I had.
Do you want to get into pharmacy fact or
yeah,
or
that'd
what?
Be great. That'd be great.
Okay, so my pharmacy fact is it was the most like scary I could think of, and it was cyanide.
Oh, yeah, that is pretty scary. That sounds pretty scary.
All right. So sodium cyanide releases hydrogen cyanide, which is really toxic, and basically if asphyxiates your body, so you can't breathe. So yeah, that's pretty interesting. So I looked up what the lethal dose of sodium cyanide was, and of what cyanide was, and it is 110 to 135 parts per million.
Wow.
Which is about 110 to 135 grams per 1 million milliliters.
Wow.
That's a very small amount.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's terrifying.
Yeah. So cyanide, scary as hell.
Yeah.
That's our pharmacy fact of the week.
I think, don't cherry pits and apple seeds have cyanide in them or something? I thought they did.
Isn't it like poppy seeds has something in it, but I don't
that
think it's
opium.
Cyanide,
I think
actually.
It's like, I thought it was yeah. People listening to podcasts think they actually
so cyanides are found in cigarette smoke, vehicle exhaust, and foods such as spinach, bamboo shoots, almonds, lima beans, fruit pits, and tapioca. So yes, apple and cherry pits could be so.
Yes, but don't eat them.
Don't eat too much. Don't
well,
eat too many.
Yeah, I don't think it would be enough to kill you. I think it'd take a medicinal amount to kill you. But
Three. I saw somewhere, it was like probably on Instagram or something, that two cherry pits could kill you, but I think a lot more people would die if that was the truth.
Yeah.
But is that our drug fact?
Mm-hmm. All right.
Thank you very much.
Of course. You guys are very welcome.
Meet me at Pierce Cemetery tonight, Gunner.
Shut the
Well, obviously, all these scary things made me want to join in on the festivities, because Roblox games have a very large variety of very scary things as well. So I think it'd be fair of me to recommend an amazing horror game that is currently sort of trending on the platform right now. What that game might you guys be asking it is? Well, that game is called Weird Strict Dad. Pretty much the premise of this game follows as such. You and your dad have a very long day of having fun and doing things and connecting. After that day, you all get home and you settle in for the night. What happens, however, is that while your dad goes outside to go tend to something, he ends up getting possessed by an evil spirit. Your goal is to survive your dad. And make sure that he does not catch you staying past your bedtime.
That sounds pretty spooky.
It is a very spooky game. If I would recommend it, it's available on all many platforms on Roblox, and the biggest thing right now is that it's available on console, especially Xbox. Yes. So, If you are wanting to have a fun, little, scary, single-player experience on the platform right now, then Weird Strict Dad is the game for you.
Heck yeah.
Thank you, Dylan.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Quick.
That's one to check out.
Yes, a quick question about it. So you're not allowed to get caught staying up past your bedtime, so like, couldn't it all be solved by just going to bed?
Well, obviously your dad's... Well, there's obviously, you know, there's things you have to do for yourself so that, you know... Because, like, you know, you're a little kid. You want to go play games on your computer and whatnot, but your weird strict dad is being a weird strict dad. Yeah. So, can't be caught.
That is pretty spooky. Thank you very much.
No problem.
You know, all this spooky talk is making me feel a little philosophical.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. As it does.
As it usually does, yes. So, we're not talking about Nosferatu. But we are going to talk a little bit about our old pal Frankenstein.
Ooh.
Not the doctor, but his creation, the monster. Do you guys think that somebody such as Frankenstein, the monster, of course, as he is technically artificial life, do you guys think that there is a possibility of artificial life? And if so... How?
I mean, define what you consider artificial, because my answer, like, will definitely change depending on that.
Yeah.
If somebody were to replicate Dr. Frankenstein's experiment and bring somebody back to life, would you consider that, like, a living, like, human? Would you consider that a human, or would you see that as, that's artificial, that's not natural, it's not human?
I feel like that gets too touchy into artificial intelligence.
Yeah, I was about to say, because like that, the same argument can be said about a very professional engineer who has created an AI life form that now has succeeded anything we could have imagined and has developed human emotions. So would, in that case, you consider that to be a human life form or not? Obviously, like, if we're talking about practical Frankenstein's monster... You know, I would say anything that's able to feel human emotion is as close to a human as it can get. And it kind of falls within the purviews of what do you judge a book by its cover and how it looks and whatnot.
Yeah. Because if you think about it, Frankenstein was created and kind of... He didn't choose to be created. Well, Frankenstein's monster didn't choose to be created. He was created by another living thing. And he existed despite his own wishes. You know, he didn't ask to be created.
And then was killed because he was... You know, put into this world. Yes. Honestly, it's a very beautiful story that I think has been replicated in media very beautifully many times. But,
he's very similar to us in that sense. We didn't ask to be created, and we just we're made out of organic matter, just like he is. So, like, I think he's just as much. If he did exist, I think he's just as much alive as us. It's just in a very weird way, and I feel bad for him because.
He didn't choose that way, and that way is strange and foreign, you know?
And as a man named Mr. Durst once said, it's either my way, or the highway.
Yes, yes. What a quote.
I like your guys' answers.
Shut up, Ben. No, you don't.
Guys, I'm tired of this. Every episode.
Stop.
All right, I think we should stop, guys.
Honestly, I think we should vote you out, bro.
All right, Gabe, what's our local artist of the week?
All right, guys, you might be asking yourselves, how the poop, and I'm sorry for the language, how the frick, in fact, how the fart, could you possibly make local artist of the week spooky in any way? What if I told you our local artist of the week wasn't from Indiana at all?
Oh!
It sounded like you did something else instead of be scared, Ben.
He was in Pierce Cemetery for a minute there.
He was touching and moaning.
How long is the song, Gabe?
Three.
No, these guys are out of Rochester, New York, and they are just ridiculously talented. I actually found them from a freaking Instagram ad. Let me find them on my phone. They are called The Sideways, and they are criminally underrated. If you guys look them up on Spotify, you'll see that they only have 313 monthly listeners as of listening to this. They are very similar to a lot of other artists I listen to, like Couch and Melt and Sammy Ray and The Friends. They are kind of a soul, funky R&B, indie R&B feel. And they also just sound super professional, and they're just so talented, and they have such intention and direction in where their music goes, and they're releasing their debut album on October 13th. So it's just like, how could I not include them on our first Spooky with a Twist episode? Might be our only ever out-of-state local artist of the week, but I just thought they were so good we had to check them out. Today we're going to be listening to
Fair Weather, which is the title track of their new album, Fair Weather,
by The Sideways. Are you folks ready?
I'm ready.
Yep.
I'm ready.
No, you ain't!
All right. Let's start in 3, 2, 1. Friends, I hate to have ended it there, but what did you guys think of
Fair Weather
by The Sideways?
That was literally phenomenal. Like, yes. I was enjoying every moment of that while I was posing.
Yes.
Romantically.
Yes, yes. Oh, it was romantic, all right.
It really was, though.
Yeah, yes, yes.
The best local artists are the ones where you just hate to pause it because you love where it's getting to.
Ben, I thought you were about to say the best local artists are ones not from Indiana.
The only good local artists are not from this place.
No, but they just, again, there's such a passion and a direction and an intention. I know that's kind of a weird way to describe it, but you could just feel it in that song. And they're just very, very talented. So I highly suggest you give them a listen. Let me find out their Instagram because they haven't even responded to me as of recording to this, but I just asked them like a few hours ago. So Sideways the Band, all one word, Instagram, and The Sideways on Spotify. Check out their debut album on October 13th and listen to Atmospheres.
Yes.
Did anybody else have anything to say? I didn't mean to interrupt anybody. Did anybody else?
No, I don't think you did.
Okay, cool. Yeah, let's move on to...
I think it's time to move on to What Are the Odds?
I think so, too.
That is
so, it. Gabe, hit it. Explain What Are the Odds.
What Are the Odds is a combination of a dare and a bet. There's an odds asker and a victim. The odds asker dares the victim to do a dare, and the victim gets to set their own likelihood of having to do the dare by setting a number. The higher the number, the less likely they are to have to do the dare. A third party, so another member of our group, counts down from 3, 3, 2, 1, and the odds asker and the victim say a number between 1 and the number the victim said at the same time. If they say the same number, the victim has to do the dare. If none of our individual odds hit, we will do a descending odds, which essentially just means one of us will have to do it. You will get it if we get there.
All right. So, thank you, Gabe. I'd love to introduce something called group odds.
Oh, yes. Oh. I don't know if we've ever done this on the podcast.
No.
All right. So, do you want to go ahead and explain it, Gabe?
Yeah. Okay. So, group odds is basically descending odds. It's when, if it doesn't hit on one person, we continue with the same odds on another member of the group. If it doesn't hit on them, we continue with the odds on another member group. And if it doesn't hit on them, so on and so forth. But each time, it descends in number. But it only goes to the group once. If it doesn't hit by the end of the group, it doesn't happen.
Right. And if it hits on somebody, everybody has to do it.
Yes. Yes.
All right. Which is why I'm going to introduce our first group odds.
Okay.
Oh.
what are the odds we fellas print X amount of Ben shirts and distribute them to a bunch of Goodwills? And that's it. I was thinking 50 Ben shirts.
Yes, 50.
And we go around the state and distribute them to a bunch of Goodwills.
That sounds very, very fun. Who are you asking first?
I'm going to start with Ben, the man himself.
The man himself.
Okay, I have a question before we start.
Yes.
Yeah. Does anybody know what happens if just nobody ever buys a shirt at Goodwill?
I mean,
if they've had a shirt for 7 years and nobody has bought it.
That's a really good question. I think, you'd think they would just keep it in their inventory. Or maybe, no, they would probably deliver it to just, like, a homeless shelter or something that, like, no matter what, they will take the clothing.
I think they actually, if you guys know of in Greenwood, they have a Goodwill in the behind it. They have a giant Goodwill that's a Goodwill outlet. I think at the individual Goodwills, if they don't sell, they send them to an outlet store and they try to sell again.
I think that's very funny.
Yes.
You set the odds first, Ben, so choose the number you want.
I am concerned about the cost of printing a bulk 50 order of the Ben shirts.
Fair, and I would like to mention I cannot afford to do it all by myself. Yes. So it would have to be split in four.
Obviously I'd be helping out with a good chunk of like the funding. So
I will start it. Let's just start it at 30 and go from there.
Okay. All right. Okay. Somebody count me and Ben down.
I'll do it. 3, 2, 1.
14.
Oh.
that was pretty close.
We are going to move on to Gabe. Gabe, what is your number?
20.
Okay. Somebody count us down.
3, 2, 1.
6. 3.
Okay. Dylan, you go next.
I will say 15.
All right. Somebody count us down.
3, 2, 1.
14. Okay.
Wow.
I will say 10. Yes.
I'll count down.
Who's going to say the number with me? Ben, awesome. You got to, since this is all you, okay?
Ben, you go.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
4. 9.
Oh.
Was it meant to be?
It was not meant to be.
If it's meant to be for you and you want a Ben shirt, you can actually buy one. We found out the cheapest way to make these was to add it to my really ancient Spreadshirt shop, which I used to be a YouTuber, and I had a Spreadshirt shop. So you can, I'll throw a link to it in the description. The design name is Benv, and it is $17 for a men's T-shirt. I tried to make it as cheap as I could. We are not going to profit off of this.
If anybody buys a Ben shirt, please share with us on Instagram and with like you wearing it, so we can see there's somebody else in the world besides us four who owns a Ben shirt.
Yes,
agreed. Yes.
All right, I'll throw that link in the description. And while we're doing this, go ahead and give this podcast a rating, and whether on Apple Music or YouTube or Spotify, no matter what, there's a rating system. Give it a good rating. Follow us on Instagram at rwatpod. Follow us on TikTok at rwatpod. And then send us an email at realitywithatwistpodcast@gmail.com with ideas or people you'd like to see on the show.
Agreed. All right, who's next?
He's going to top that one.
I'll ask one. Okay. Gunner.
Yes.
What are the odds that over the course of the next Spooky with a... Sorry. Over the course of the next day that we record a Spooky with a Twist episode, so the full day from when you wake up till you go to bed, you have to consume a 1 pound bag of candy corn.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. 50. I'm going to get so sick.
Oh, my God.
Ooh, okay, I'll count down. 3, 2, 1.
49. 13. Okay.
Okay. Gotta stick with the Halloween theme. Okay. Hey, notice how I didn't ask Gabe an eating odds this time.
Yes, yes, I appreciate that. I appreciate that. All right, Ben.
Yes.
What are the odds that you email somebody higher than you at your job? You email them and you say, "Hey, I think, I think this place is haunted." And then you just send them a video within the workplace of nothing, like just a 20-second video of nothing. And like, did you see it? I think it's haunted.
My school job or my like part-time job?
Whatever one is more convenient.
I'm gonna say two so bad.
Do it.
No, don't do it. I don't even know who I'd send it to.
I care about my job a lot less, too.
I'll catch you guys down.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. You both ready?
Yep. Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
1.
2. No!
Oh yeah! My god.
I think this place is haunted.
It's just like the back rooms of like your target. It's just like, do you see it?
Do you see it? Just like the floor kind of like shaking a little.
Oh my gosh. Maybe I think I might just text my team lead. Oh my god, that's so funny.
Do you see it? Okay. All right, Ben.
Yes.
What are the odds that you have to call your fiance right now and say to her, in I quote, level 5 Gyat Riz, Livy Dunn rizzing up baby Gronk, Ice Spice, what the dog doing, skibbity toilet in real life, only in Ohio, we go Jim Z's, creatine Alpha Sigma Cuddy Bode.
Oh, man.
Gabe, I don't have a significant other. How would that work?
No, you would call his fiance.
No.
Well, she's not gonna answer though. That's the thing.
Yeah, I'm not. I don't have her number.
I could give you her number, but she's just not gonna answer a number that she doesn't know.
It's gonna be pointless, guys.
Then leave a voicemail.
I'm going to say like 8.
Oh!
I really don't want to call right. her right now.
3.
And do that.
2. 1.
3.
4.
Damn, I was going to say 4.
Did any hit?
None.
No. So
no. No. Mine technically did. No, it didn't, though. Okay. So we still have to go back around. Odds. Yeah, we have to do a descending odds.
So the only 3 ones we got is the video again. Did you see it? We got my thing, and then we can't do the t-shirt one again, obviously.
The candy corn.
God, yeah.
Wait, why can't we do the t-shirt one again? Oh yeah, because that'd be a group odds. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, the group. If it's a group odds and it didn't hit, it was not meant to be.
Yeah.
I'm thinking the. I forgot what it was.
The level 5 is level 5 Gyat Riz, Livy Dunn.
No, I'm thinking the other one, the video.
Oh,
did you see
it? That's so funny. If I had to do it twice,
you have to text another person and be like, "I checked it with the team lead. Do you see it? Do you see
it?" Oh my gosh, I'm not. I don't even have.
That wouldn't work in my. I work remote, so it'd be like, guys. That'd be so
freaking funny. I'll vote that one. That one's really funny.
Okay, fine.
I'll vote for that one too.
I'll go first, and I'll say 10.
Right, I'll count down.
3.
3, 2.
Who's saying the number?
Me.
I'll say the number. Okay.
Why are you counting? What are you
guys?
Doing?
3, 2, 1.
2, 10. All right, I'll go next.
I'll say 7.
I'll say the number.
I'll count you guys down. 3, 2, 1.
6. Okay, I'll go next.
Okay.
I'll say the number. Six.
All right. I'll say the number.
No, you won't. Did Ben just say he was gonna say?
Yeah.
Oh, my bad.
You can count down.
Yeah.
I'll count down. Yeah. Three, two, one,
four,
six.
Okay.
Dylan.
I will say five.
I'll count down.
I'll say the number.
Three, two, one.
Three. One.
Ben. Oh, okay. I'll say four.
I'll count down.
I'll say the number.
Three, two, one.
Two.
One.
Oh my gosh.
You're gonna end some bad game again.
I'll say three.
I'll count down.
I'll say the number.
Three, two, one.
Two.
Three.
I'll say two.
I'll count down.
I'll say the okay. number.
Three, two, one,
two.
Two. So I have to send a video to my boss saying this place is haunted?
But I think this place is haunted.
Send a message.
Do you see it?
Guy, this place is haunted. Do you see this? And it's just a video of nothing for like 20 seconds.
Do you see it? Do you see it?
And that'll be the announcement for this episode. Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
All right. Well,
that wraps up this episode of Reality with the Twist. Dylan, you're next, right?
I am next.
Do you have any teasers, or do you want to keep it an element of surprise?
Well, let's just say it will touch on Roblox again. So ready.
All right. Well, thank you, Dylan. That concludes this episode of Reality with Twist. I have been Gunner.
I have been Dylan.
I have been Ben.
And I have been Gabriel.
All right. Tune in next week for Reality with Twist. Thank you. Bye.
Spooky style. Bye.
What the...